Good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, Saul. It's yes, hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. I was getting back
hi,
to you
Tina.
About the Google guarantee budget.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said I was getting back to you regarding the Google guarantee budget. I know you wanted to get started on those leads, but you said that Alex was out of the office unexpectedly and you wanted me to call back today.
Yeah, so Alex still has not come back. I believe
okay.
We were going to, I think for right now I need to hold off on the advertising. You guys gave us a credit for the monthly SEO, right?
Yes, correct.
All right, I'm still working and trying to build money for the company, even though he's not fully on board anymore. I don't know if you know what's going on, but our guys are getting picked up, even though they're legit. They got court
dates
and stuff like that. They're getting picked
up,
so Alex is afraid to come out. His guys are afraid to come out. You know, even though they're legitimate, they still get put away for a month before anybody realizes that they should be here.
That's terrible.
It's horrible.
Yeah, I'm
it's horrible.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah.
It's like we're living in a Nazi world again.
It's really, really
sad. I don't understand what's going on. But he's so scared to come out that it's to the point where I've been doing everything on my own. I'm actually doing a roof by myself.
Wow. My goodness.
Yes. That's why you can't get me on the phone and stuff like that. I'm on my way now to do a gutter cleaning. After just coming and doing a couple of other jobs, and then after that gutter cleaning, I have to go finish that roof. I've been at it for a week all by myself.
Wow. Okay.
And my birthday's on Monday. You know what I mean? I'm 51. My birthday's on Monday, and we got a 52-year-old doing a roof up there, you know, all by himself in a 90-degree weather. So I'm
trying. That's a lot.
If you guys could just keep doing the SEO by Tuesday, I'll have enough money to just pay you guys myself.
Okay.
Me and Alex have an understanding that even when he's not ready to do the subcontracting, I'm still in charge of the actual customer-to-customer business.
Okay.
So that's still my problem. You know, the thing is, he usually pays for everything. So, you know, the business card is in his name. It's under the company. I don't have access to those things. I usually get, like, an allowance to spend money. You know what I mean? So now that allowance, I'm not cut off. It's just he feels like if he's not coming out to do any roofs, what advertising we need to do. He doesn't understand how that works. He doesn't understand what's your algorithm. You kind of want to keep going.
I agree.
The gutter cleaning I'm doing right now actually came
from
what I believe came from Google. So this is nothing that's coming from things that you guys are doing. You know, we still have a discrepancy of being first on the internet, and we're really hoping you guys, I'm hoping that you guys figure that out. But you guys did give us a credit for this month. And, you know, he actually paid a company to come in and redo a website and do all that, something that was against my I told him not to. I told him
your authorization,
without my recommendation.
Approval.
You know,
recommendation.
You guys been at it for a while. I think as long as you guys are, you know, holding yourselves accountable for what's not happening, I think we're in good standings with you guys. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, you know,
definitely.
You can't control everything on the internet. You guys are doing your job. This other company sounds great, and they're offering a website, but they're, you know, more expensive. They do a lot more. Don't get me wrong. But I did talk to you guys about geotagging and retargeting, and I need to know if you guys can do that stuff, because that's the difference between you guys staying with us and Alex moving on with the other company. Now, it's good that he's taking a hiatus, or that he's just scared to come out. The good part about that is that no actual power moves are being done, but that I know if he did pay that company for 1 month already. So it's kind of like, you know, however, I didn't sign anything, and we're not stuck into a contract with them. And even if we were, it doesn't mean we're going to stop you guys from doing anything you're doing. Just right now, I just need you guys to need some time to figure it out.
I'll call you on Tuesday. That's no problem. I'll call you. But I want to let you know.
On Tuesday, I will open my own separate card for the business.
Got it. Okay. So Tuesday it is for us to talk again. But I want to let you know that I do see that Brand Rep made the website. And the only concern I have there is there's companies like that that will promise you the moon and the stars. And when it comes down to it, they don't deliver.
That's the reason why we hired you.
Oh, Brad, okay, good. I thought that was the new company.
No, what they're doing is they're about to get fired. They needed to renew.
Okay.
We pay yearly to them. They wanted to renew, and I told them that I'm refusing to renew with them because, tell you the truth, they couldn't even get our address right. You know, they still have 505 Abbott Road up there. It was supposed to show no address at all. It does on the profile, I think, but it doesn't with the website. The website, there was no way to leave reviews, no way for people to actually get in touch with us directly. Like, there's a lot of things that most companies would make sure we had, and they didn't. So it was kind of like, it was bad, you know, they're not doing great, and they, you know, we've been with them for 4 years. You know, we had to hire you guys to come in and kind of pick up where they not, what they're not doing. You know, and we felt like, you know, we still got to pay local splash. Then why are we even with you guys? You know what I'm saying? That's an extra $100.
What's the new company? Do you know what they're called?
The new company is Ali Ali.
Oh, gosh.
We haven't given them authorization. They're not on there yet. I'm refusing to give them authorization so I can get Alex back on the phone with them, with me, to decide if, you know, me and Alex, we're not breaking up as friends or anything like that. He is scared to come out. And I can't tell him, hey, you need to come out here and run your business.
I don't blame him because, you know, we're in California and they're doing those ice sweeps everywhere. And it's so sad because usually when we go to the beach, there's a lot of, you know, Hispanic people that'll walk around with the mangoes and the fruit and little trinkets or umbrellas. And now, last time I went, not a single one, not one vendor anywhere to be found.
They can't.
Sad.
You know what?
Yeah.
They're attracting businesses out here. They're actually going into the Asian market. They took a whole bunch of Asian people. They're sweeping Home Depots to see if they see any guys. Now, these aren't guys that are out there waiting for work. These are guys who already own their companies, and they're just going there to buy supplies. And they're getting picked up as they're grabbing the supplies. Yes. People without badges, people with their faces covered, people refusing to give their names or who they are. You know, if I had a squad with me that was all American, I'll tell you the truth, we'll go up against them when they come and try to grab one of my guys, you know, and make them go
for
get
sure.
the cops or make them identify themselves and stuff like that. But it's just me, and it will be his crew. And if they come, the only thing I could do is get arrested with them.
That's frustrating.
Hey, listen, come get, you know, come, you have to do this job. Customers are more important. And then he gets arrested, and then now there is no company. You know, everything's in his name. We started switching some stuff to his wife's name, but now from what we're seeing, she's just as liable to get caught up too. You know, they don't care if you have kids here. They don't care if your kids are American citizens. They're just grabbing everybody, family members, kids,
so
everything. They don't care. It is the most.
Yeah.
I never thought I would see this day. You know, I was born in 73. All this segregation and stuff was over by the time I was old enough to know anything. You know, we just got to the point where, you know, African Americans are becoming rich. Spanish people are learning how to make money and you know, self-sustain themselves. And, you know, these people, they can't even collect welfare. They can't collect food stamps. They can't collect WIC or any of these things. They pay, you know, Alex pays so much in taxes. He pays 3 times more than what I do in taxes.
Wow.
He doesn't get no taxes back. At the end of the year, in the beginning of the year, when it's time to do taxes, he pays $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, whatever it is they tell him to pay, and he moves on about his money. He makes no money off this country as far as income taxes and anything like that. His family doesn't have welfare. His family, I mean, they're not allowed to get it anyway, and they don't need it anyway. And that's the thing, you know, like, I don't understand why we're doing this to them. You know, the prices are going to go up. It's just a lot of political shit that I really don't care about. But I do care, you know, about having my guy come out here to do a gutter cleaning or a $5,000 repair, and then he gets sent back to his country.
So
sad. You know, then there is no business. So I'm sorry
then
you guys are
no
kind
business.
Of caught up in. Yeah, then there is no business.
No,
you know,
I appreciate that you explained that all to me, you know, because the dynamic of it, because I do see that Alex's name is in the billing, but yet I've been talking to you, so I figured that he's probably the one that's paying for it, but I also figured that, you know, if he's, now that you told me what you did, if he's not out in the field working, he's not going to be seeing value in paying anything until he feels comfortable to get back out there. Yeah,
now,
so
I know
get
that kinda
it.
Leaves
so.
Me, that kind of leaves me messed up, but the truth is I'm the one who brings him the money.
Right.
So I am the income. I'm the guy who brings them the customers. I'm the one who deals with the companies like you guys, you know, that gets them the customers. I deal with Brand Rep. I deal with you. I deal with Ali Ali if they ever, you know, if that ever happens, which I doubt. I deal with Home Advisor and these networks. Yelp. I do all of that. Everything you see that's happening in this company, if you go on Yelp and you see how we've blown up on Yelp, you'll realize that it's me. It's all me.
Oh, good for you.
That's my job.
That's awesome.
It's my job.
Okay.
It's my job.
Yeah, you're doing great.
From the company.
Yeah.
You know, on Yelp, we're pretty much famous on Yelp. But,
yeah.
You know, the money does come in. He does get to collect it. That money, he takes me back my commission. He kicks me back salary, and he kicks me back an allowance to go spend and make more money. Because, you know, he doesn't understand the concept that it takes money to make money. You know, he understands that concept. He gives me a vet. I got a vet in the front of his name, wrapped up with the Tigers and everything on it. You know, we are a brand. And I just built that brand, and I'm feeling like I may have just built it, and we may lose it. So right now what I'm working on is getting another license that says BGJ Brothers on it, not BGJ Brothers Contracting, just to keep the name alive, just in case he does get caught, I can still make money for him and his family, even if he's not here. Because he's my friend, you know. We didn't start
off that'd be amazing.
As business partners. We started off as two associates that worked at kind of the same place. I worked for Buffalo Roofing. I became a service manager and a project manager, and he was one of the things that they used to use to do the work. And out of all the companies that they used, I got along real good with him. I never had to kick him off a roof. I never had to fire them or anything like that. If anything, they did exactly what I said. So when they didn't see me at Buffalo Roofing anymore, Alex called me directly and say, hey, I haven't saw you at Buffalo Roofing. You know, where you been? I told him, listen, you know, before I got to Buffalo Roofing, I was doing a friend a favor, taking that job. I tried to stay low-key, become a helper on a truck, and the owner noticed. He turned me into this big manager that I didn't want that job. At that time, I was thinking about building my own business, and I needed money to build that business. And once I started making $25 an hour before roofing, I just started building the money. I had about 20 grand put away from working there in 3 months. I built their brand also from 2.8 to 4.8 in 3 months. You know, just
doing
the service
jobs,
things that, they were doing bad. You know, the previous owner was like a thief. The new owner was kind of like his predecessor. The new owner was like nobody in the company. So the owner went to jail and said, hey, since you own me, you go over there and you take control. I'm going to give you power of attorney or whatever it is to run a company. The people that work there didn't like that idea because they've been there for years. And all of a sudden the new guy gets to be the owner or the boss.
For sure.
So the boss saw that he didn't have any loyalty around him, so he was looking for new hires. One of the guys that worked there knew me. And he needed a helper on his truck. I told him, listen, I don't want to work there. If I do, it'll have to be off the books. I'm going to quit probably next week. If I work for you, if I don't like it, I'm just going to quit. I'm trying to do my own thing. He's like, come make some money. I started working off the books. Mitch saw my potential, started offering me on the books, $20 an hour just to be a helper. So I said, yes. A month later, he hands me a pad and says, hey, I need you to go look at these. Don't get on that truck. Go take your little pickup with your fancy tools. I want you to go do these things for me. When in the middle, when I came back, I saw some stuff that he didn't see on a roof inspection, which saved him a lot of money. When I came back, he said, congratulations, you're my new manager. And I was like, why?
Oh, that's great.
I need somebody I can trust. I need somebody I can trust around me. You have no loyalties to anybody here, not even the guy you was working for. Like me and the guy I was working for, we were bumping heads at the time. You know, I knew too much, and he wanted to be the boss on the truck, and he was. But I'm not going to let him make mistakes. I'm like, hey, you can't do that like that. Oh, I know what I'm doing. So he came back leaking the next day. Mitch got wind of it that obviously I knew a lot more than I was telling. He looked into my pickup truck. I brought the truck to work one day because I missed the bus, basically. I missed to get on the truck with my friend. So I had to meet him at the shop. That's where he was going. I left my truck there. It looks like Mitch went through my truck. So I had battery-operated roofing guns, framers, stuff that some of his own guys didn't have, new tools.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, I was spending my money on new tools.
Oh,
that just
came out.
He was
probably excited about that.
Well, the way he saw what kind of guy that needs a job had $500 to spend on a gun when he's not even on the roof.
Exactly.
You know, so Mitch saw me as a different kind of animal. Saw that I was from Brooklyn, saw that I was tough, saw that I didn't just shut up to all the guys at work, you know, that I held my own ground, saw that I could turn it around and shut it down and become a different person for the customers, which he loved very much, that I could be this different guy in front of customers. He saw that customers liked me. He never got any complaints except from other workers, obviously, who were a little jealous of I was getting the ratings up. He made me a manager. He went from 2.8 to 4.8 on Facebook. I didn't even know that was a thing at the time.
Neat. That's cool.
And I was like, yeah, hey, I come to the office. He's like, $60. I'm like, what are you giving me $60 for, Dad? And he goes, no, yeah, this is for your reviews on Facebook. I said, reviews on Facebook? You mean...
I want to see you get into Strictly marketing. You're so good at it. So and like you said, yeah, at our age, it's hard to be up there on a roof doing the hard work, you know? So,
yeah, so you hopefully, know, he told me, listen, every time you get a review, I'm going to give you $20. You get
nice
a review for this company, I will give you $20. So he was handing me $60. I didn't know why. He explained why after that. I made sure that I spoke to every customer as professional as possible. I made sure
for
my guys
sure
didn't like, you know, I would make sure the customer's worries was all taken care of and stuff like that. And next thing
yeah
you know, they had leaks that were going on for years. That Buffalo Roofing had fixed their roof for years. And every year they're calling back because they're getting leaks during the heavy storms. And I would go there. I would do a job. And they were starting.
Saul, I think I lost you. Hello. Hello.
I can't believe it, but it's not raining in my house anymore. That's how bad things
yeah
were. People were getting rain in their house. So, you know,
oh
it became goodness where my name was like every other review was my name. I had more reviews than the owner. I had more reviews
oh
than
I
the
believe it
crews.
Yeah.
So it was my name, then one guy at the job, then my name again, then the owner, then my name again, then a salesperson, then my name again, then another service guy. It was, I had 7 reviews to every one guy.
Wow,
every
that's
one
awesome
that they had. So
yeah
I was getting paid. I was giving my money that he was giving me to my helper on the truck, paying for lunches, you know, paying for
nice
drinks. So everybody wanted to be on my truck. Every new guy would be like, can I get on
for
that
sure
truck? You know, he already got a helper. You know, like,
yeah,
well,
yeah,
does he need another helper? You know, so everybody wanted to be on my truck. They started making other workers kind of jealous and a certain way. And then it got to the point where Mitch was actually mad at me for that. So I was like, hey, listen,
oh, no,
you know what? If I put a bulldog in my backyard and somebody goes into my backyard and my bulldog bites them, but then
yeah
it's the person's fault for trespassing or for being wrong and being in my backyard, I don't go and yell at my bulldog for doing his job.
Exactly.
So when your guys come at me, when your guys are coming at me or coming at you at a meeting in front of your wife and talking to you and making it seem like you don't need to get their respect, although you pay their check every week, I'm going to say
yeah
something. And if that's something
yeah
you can't handle, then I think we should part ways now. And I'll go
yep
build my own brand. And he took it very
I'm
lightly.
Happy you did.
Yeah, we walked
yeah
away from each other. And a month or two later, I got a call from Alex who said, hey, I know you wanted to build your own brand and your own business. How about if I told you that I'll let you do that here? I'll let you do whatever
oh
you want.
Oh, Alex is a great
just
guy. That's awesome.
Yeah, he just wanted to have customers. You know, he gets paid $150 a square by contractors.
Yeah.
They pay for all
okay
the materials and everything, but they're getting $1,000 a square.
Oh, I
see.
See
where the problem is? So
yeah
he knew that I'm willing to work for $600-$700 a square. You know, give them
yeah
to the customers, save them money, show them that they're still paying pandemic prices. He liked the idea that we're going to save
yeah
all these people money. And it started with the idea of saving Western New York $1 million. But nobody,
wow,
you know, we weren't popular enough for anybody to believe that. We have customer, you know, companies out there like Stellar that say things like we're not going to be around in 2 years, you know, and stuff like that. I don't know, maybe they knew people were going to start getting deported, whatever it is. But, you know, these companies, some of them don't believe places like Stellar that it's a bunch of salesmen there. It's not a bunch of roofers.
Of course.
Our company,
yeah,
everyone knows how to roof, including me. And I'm proving that by coming and doing the roofs myself. I'm proving
for
that.
For sure.
Yes,
yeah.
So customers are out there now. If you look at our reviews on Yelp, you'll see, I mean, you guys obviously have access to this stuff. You look on our
yeah
reviews on Yelp, a lady just left a review. I haven't even cleaned her gutters yet, but when I went there, I noticed she had a leak on one of the corners of her gutters, and I fixed it for her. And she put a review.
Oh, nice.
And this guy didn't even get, didn't even pay this
wow
guy to fix my stuff.
Yeah, no,
you know,
that's awesome.
You know, so there's a lot of reviews out there like that. You know, these guys came and fixed one thing, and they saw something else loose, and they just fixed it for free. You know, or these guys came, left, and they fixed my house. Or I didn't make me wait 3 weeks. They were able to, you know, come right away and take care
yeah
of the situation. I have no leaks in my house. Just, you know, it's a professionalism that we lost somewhere in the past 20 years. It's a professionalism
right
you know, a work ethic that doesn't, believe it or not, these companies out here just don't have it. And they're calling companies like mine to do the job for them. So that's why we have the slogan, do like the pros and give us a go. Because it's the pros who are our biggest customers. And these customers out here don't know that. They don't know that. The guy they're going to call is going to call somebody like me.
Yeah.
And then say, Puerto Rican, I can't get deported. But I might wind up at a Home Depot. I might wind up at a Home Depot and get taken too. I actually wear one of those rim hats. On purpose, just to see if they're just going to try to pull me over. But
yeah, I've been hearing that people are walking around now with their passports and stuff just to be safe, you know, but it sounds like they're just disregarding them anyway, you know, and still
you can show it in 30 days when you see a court date. You know, I got a guy who disappeared for 30 days. He was legit and decided to go back to Ecuador anyway, just not to go through the shit. So I lost a really, really good roofer, and he was getting let go, and he just decided to go to Ecuador anyway. So, you know, I'm going to go to Ecuador, see my family. I'll be back when all this shit is over. I'm like, what, 3 years?
He'll come back when the dust
settles.
3 years?
Does that mean I'm coming back for 3 years? He's like, I'm sorry, man. But I got family to think about. And, you know, those jails are rough right now. They're not really jails. Now they're talking about alligator Alcatraz and all this. I don't know. I can't tell them they have to come. I can't.
Yeah.
They don't even care. They're losing money. They're sitting broke at home.
He might create a new life over there too in 3 years and not come back. That's the sad thing, you know. He might end up saying, I have a new wife or, you know, a kid or, you know, something might happen that
come back, you know. You know, it's just, so Alex is kind of rethinking his path. We were doing good. We were actually getting there. I believe by next year we would have been making more than $1 million as far as intake, you know, maybe not make $1 million, but sell $1 million worth. We were already at 300,000, I think, this year.
Wow.
You know,
okay,
and the year's not over. We worked through the winter, too. So, you know, we would have made it maybe 750. Now I'm not for sure. Now I'm,
I can tell you're so ambitious. But anyhow, I have a call coming in, so I have to run that. I'll call you on Tuesday. I appreciate it, Saul. I always love talking to you, but I have to go. I'll talk more on Tuesday, okay?
I understand.
Thank you. Goodbye. You're welcome.